First Kings chapter 15, starting from verse 1.
Now in the 18th year of King Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, reigned Abijam over Judah. 3 years reigned he in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Maachah, the daughter of Abishalom. And he walked in all the sins of his father, which he had done before him, and his heart was not perfect with the Lord his God, as the heart of David his father.
First, we saw the king Solomon. He died, and then Rehoboam, his son, became king. And at that time, Jeroboam also was king over Israel. And now we say Rehoboam's son, Abijah, became a king. And his life was not right with God. First Kings chapter 15, verse 4, please read.
Nevertheless, for David's sake, did the Lord his God give him a lamp in Jerusalem to set up his son after him and to establish Jerusalem.
Even though those people, Rehoboam and his son, they did not walk according to the will of God, but God wanted to continue David's kingdom, so he said, just like he kept the lamp burning. Verse 5.
Because David did that which was right in the eyes of the Lord, and turned not aside from anything that he commanded him all the days of his life, save only in the matter of Uriah the Hittite.
Now here they're comparing with Rehoboam and Abijah. These people did so many evil things, but they said David only did one evil thing, that marrying Uriah's wife and killing him. Uriah was a Hittite, so he was not called Israelites, so I believe his wife has to be Hittite. So marrying heathen lady and killing her husband, that's the greatest sin David did, but he repented. If you read in Psalm 51, he repented for his sins. Verse 6.
And there was war between Rehoboam and Jeroboam all the days of his life. Now the rest of the acts of Abijam and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Judah? And there was war between Abijam and Jeroboam.
Abijah did not work as a king or reign as a king for so many years. God only 3 years. And in his time, he had a war between Jeroboam, who was a king over Israel, and him they were having fighting. Abijah's reign is over. Verse 8.
And Abijam slept with his fathers, and they buried him in the city of David, and Asa his son reigned in his stead. And in the 20th year of Jeroboam, king of Israel, reigned Asa over Judah. And 41 years reigned he in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Maachah, the daughter of Abishalom. And Asa did that which was right in the eyes of the Lord, as did David his father. And he took away the Sodomites out of the land, and removed all the idols that his fathers had made. And also Maachah, his mother, even her, he removed from being queen, because she had made an idol in a grove. And Asa destroyed her idol, and burnt it by the brook Kidron.
Asa became a king. And Asa was a little bit God-fearing man. He took care of all these idols, destroyed them, and his grandmother was idol worshiper. He took her idol, maybe she put some kind of shrine or a pillar or something, and worshiping, he cut down that, took it to the river and burned it down, and he destroyed so many idol worships. But he was not able to destroy all the high places they used to worship. Because if you remember, Solomon is the one who started all these high places, and they were worshiping. Jeroboam, other side, he's worshiping idols. Asa is the one who tried to destroy all this idol worship, and he start doing something. Verse 12.
Okay. And he took away the Sodomites out of the land, and removed all the idols that his fathers had made. And also Maachah's mother, even her, he removed from being queen, because she had made an idol in a grove. And Asa destroyed her idol and burned it by the brook Kidron. But the high places were not removed. Nevertheless, Asa's heart was perfect with the Lord all his days.
Now he says his heart was perfect with the Lord all his days. But you see, he will be also doing something wrong, but God overlooked his mistakes. And here he says his heart was perfect in the time he lived as a king. Let's read the verse 15.
And he brought in the things which his father had dedicated, and the things which himself had dedicated, into the house of the Lord, silver and gold and vessels. And there was war between Asa and Baasha, king of Israel, all their days. And Baasha, king of Israel, went up against Judah and built Ramah, that he might not suffer any to go out or come in to Asa, king of Judah. Then Asa took all the silver and the gold that were left in the treasures of the house of the Lord, and the treasures of the king's house, and delivered them into the hand of his servants. And King Asa sent them to Ben-Hadad, the son of Tabrimon, the son of Hazion, king of Syria, that dwelt at Damascus, saying, There is a league between me and thee, and between my father and thy father. Behold, I have sent unto thee a present of silver and gold. Come to break that league with Baasha, king of Israel, that he may depart from me.
Now here we see Israeli king was Baasha, and he was building all his kingdom and start harassing king of Judah, Asa. So Asa got a little bit afraid. God used this Asa before. He defeated some of the Jeroboam's army, but now he got a little bit afraid. So what he does, he takes all the silver and gold, he put it in a treasury, but now he's taking all this money and giving the king of Assyria. And he is telling him, make a treaty with me, because my forefathers, you had a good relationship with them. So I am asking you to don't have relationship with Baasha, but have friendship with me. Because Baasha was a king of Israel, and he was working with the Syrian people. So he said, I'm going to give you more money than what they're helping you, so you help me. So what this Assyrian king, gave up the friendship with the Baasha, the king of Israel, and start having friendship with the king of Judah. So you can see how people, when they have problem, they do not trust in God. Up to now, he destroyed all the idol worships. He destroyed the people who are living, doing the sinful activities. Even his grandmother's statue or idols he took and destroyed and burned it down. All these things he did. But when he saw the enemy is growing and Israeli people trying to harass him, so he tried to go to heathen king and says, you help me. And taking all the silver and gold and giving to him. That's the wrong thing to do. You have no authority to take the silver and gold from the treasury of temple and giving to another king. And this is the way he did. This king was reigning 41 years. This is the king of Judah. And in his time, you will see, the king Jeroboam died, the Baasha is going to die, and several kings, almost six or seven kings, dies, Israeli king, but Asa will be keep on reigning in Judah. So one way he was doing great things, but another thing he did, that taking the God's money, giving to the enemy, and enemy helped him. And so he thought God is not mad at him. Verse 19.
So Ben-Hadad hearkened unto King Asa, and sent the captains of the hosts which he had against the cities of Israel, and smote Ijon and Dan, and Abel-Bethmaachah, and all Cinneroth, with all the land of Naphtali. And it came to pass, when Baasha heard thereof, that he left off building of Ramah and dwelt in Tirzah. Then King Asa made a proclamation throughout all Judah, none was exempted, and they took away the stones of Ramah and the timber thereof, wherewith Baasha had builded. And King Asa built with them Geba of Benjamin and Mizpah. And the rest of the acts of Asa, and all his might, and all that he did, and the cities which he built, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Judah? Nevertheless, in the time of his old age, he was diseased in his feet.
In the last days of his reigning, King Asa got sick. He got some disease in his feet. Some people say maybe gout or something, but it was not healing. We will be learning more when we reading the chronicle about this king. And verse 24, it says, he reigned 41 years and he died. But Asa's reign is continued because he's 41 years. 41 years didn't happen yet. Yeah. Okay, verse 24.
And Asa slept with his fathers and was buried with his fathers in the city of David his father. And Jehoshaphat his son reigned in his stead.
See, in this chapter he's saying Asa already died and his son Jehoshaphat became a king. But it doesn't happen in continuously when you're reading chapters 16. We will see Asa is still reigning. Verse 25.
And Nadab, the son of Jeroboam, began to reign over Israel in the second year of Asa, king of Judah, and reigned over Israel 2 years. And he did evil in the sight of the Lord, and walked in the way of his father, and in his sin wherewith he made Israel to sin.
Now we see this Nadab, he's the son of Jeroboam, and he reigned only 2 years, and the word of God says he did all evil, just like his father did. Verse 27.
And Baasha, the son of Ahijah, of the house of Issachar, conspired against him. And Baasha smote him at Gibbethon, which belonged to the Philistines. And for Nadab and all Israel laid siege to Gibbethon. Even in the third year of Asa, king of Judah, did Baasha slay him, and reigned in his stead. And it came to pass, when he reigned, that he smote all the house of Jeroboam. He left not to Jeroboam any that breathed, until he had destroyed him, according unto the saying of the Lord which he spake by his servant Ahijah the Shilonite.
If you remember, Jeroboam's son got sick, and he told his wife, disguise and go to the prophet, and the prophet will pray for our child, and child will get healed. That the prophet gave her the prophecy that God is going to destroy your kingdom, and most of the people will die. Nadab is the son of Jeroboam, but Baasha is the king of Israel after Nadab. So the Nadab was son of Jeroboam, and Baasha was Nadab. Baasha killed Nadab and all of his children, and many of his Israeli king's children he destroyed. And he says the prophecy came true that Ahijah was telling to his wife, and that prophecy came true. Verse 30.
Because of the sins of Jeroboam, which he sinned, and which he made Israel sin, by his provocation wherewith he provoked the Lord God of Israel to anger. Now the rest of the acts of Nadab and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel? And there was war between Asa and Baasha, king of Israel, all their days.
Okay, now Nadab is dead, and Baasha is still fighting, and the king Asa is still king, and he will be fighting with so many Israeli king, and Baasha also fighting with the Israeli people, and this is the kind of war keep on going between Israeli people and Judah. Verse 33.
In the third year of Asa, king of Judah, began Baasha, the son of Ahijah, to reign over all Israel in Tirzah 24 years. And he did evil in the sight of the Lord, and walked in the way of Jeroboam, and did his sin wherewith he made Israel to sin.
See, Jeroboam's son did not live too long, or did not be king too long, and Baasha destroyed him and all of his family members, and Baasha is now reigning. And the chapter finishes here, and we go to the chapter 16. 1 Kings chapter 16, verse 1.
Then the word of the Lord came to Jehu the son of Hanani against Baasha, saying, As I exalted thee out of the dust and made thee prince over my people Israel, and thou hast walked in the way of Jeroboam, and hast made my people Israel to sin to provoke me to anger with their sins.
Now here the prophet, Jehu is the prophet. Now he comes and he gives the prophecy to Baasha. Now the Baasha was not king's son. He was some Israeli captain's army, a captain of army, and he comes and he destroys Jeroboam's son. And so here comes the prophet and saying, you know what? I have chosen you from, God is telling him, I have chosen you from the dust. And now you are doing all these evil things and telling my people to commit sin. And so God is angry at this man. Verse 3.
Behold, I will take away the posterity of Baasha and the posterity of his house, and will make thy house like the house of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat. Him that dieth of Baasha in the city shall the dogs eat, and him that dieth of his in the field shall the fowls of the air eat.
Now he is saying, God is going to curse this person, his family, and his children will not be ruling, but God is going to punish these people. And this kind of prophecy was done by other prophet also, that we read last week, if you remember, that some of the people will be killed in the city and the dog will eat their flesh, and some of these people will be killed in the field and the bird will eat their flesh. Verse 5.
Now the rest of the acts of Baasha and what he did and his might, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel? So Baasha slept with his fathers and was buried in Tirzah, and Elah his son reigned in his stead.
Now this man dies, Baasha, and his son Elah became the king. Okay, the verse 7.
And also by the hand of the prophet Jehu the son of Hanani came the word of the Lord against Baasha and against his house, even for all the evil that he did in the sight of the Lord in provoking him to anger with the work of his hands, in being like the house of Jeroboam, and because he killed him. In the 26th year of Asa king of Judah began Elah the son of Baasha to reign over Israel in Tirzah 2 years. And his servant Zimri, captain of half his chariots, conspired against him as he was in Tirzah, drinking himself drunk in the house of Arsa, steward of his house in Tirzah. And Zimri went in and smote him and killed him in the 27th year of Asa king of Judah, and reigned in his stead.
Now this Zimri also is not coming from the king's family. Now Zimri also was one of the captain, and he comes and kills the Elah. This man is coming from the king's family, but he kills him and destroys him, and other people get angry because he is killing according to them, is an innocent king. So now they are going after this Zimri. Now there is another man comes, Omri, is very complicated, and the Omri also is not coming from the king's family. He is also one of the captain of Israeli king. So now they are going to have war between themselves.
And Zimri went in and smote him and killed him in the 27th year of Asa king of Judah, and reigned in his stead. And it came to pass when he began to reign, as soon as he sat on his throne, that he slew all the house of Baasha. He left him not one that pisseth against a wall, neither of his kinsfolks, nor of his friends. Thus did Zimri destroy all the house of Baasha, according to the word of the Lord, which he spake against Baasha by Jehu the prophet. For all the sins of Baasha, and the sins of Elah his son, by which they sinned, and by which they made Israel to sin in provoking the Lord God of Israel to anger with their vanities.
And not a single person was left, he says, who was able to breathe. That means the prophecy came true, and many of the Israeli, this Baasha's family, and his sons, and everybody was killed. Verse 14.
Now the rest of the acts of Elah and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel? In the 27th year of Asa, king of Judah, did Zimri reign 7 days in Tirzah, and the people encamped against Gibbethon, which belonged to the Philistines. And the people that were encamped heard say, Zimri hath conspired, and hath also slain the king. Wherefore all Israel made Amri, the captain of the host, king over Israel that day in the camp. And Amri went up from Gibbethon, and all Israel with him, and they besieged Tirzah. And it came to pass, when Zimri saw that the city was taken, that he went into the palace of the king's house and burnt the king's house over him with fire and died.
That Zimri became a king, and he lived only 7 days. Within 7 days he was a king. He did so many wrong things, and then the people came to know this man is killing everybody, destroying everybody, so they wanted to kill him. And so he runs to his king's palace, and not only that, he's going to set the fire to the palace, but he wanted to get killed, so he didn't want anybody to killing him. So he set the fire to the palace and stayed inside and burned the palace. So you can see this wicked king trying to be king. He is not coming in the king's family. He was just the captain, and he killing Israeli kings and so many other his children and friends, and not a single person he kept them alive. The word of God says even the anyone was breathing, he killed them all. And so his life cut short, and his reign cut short, and he died after he became a king within 7 days. So see, people are power hungry, and they want to be king, they want to be rulers, and they don't care what happened to others. Why he was killing everybody? Because he did not want any of the king's family becoming king and bothering him, so he killed every one of them. And finally, Israeli people surrounded him, and he thought he is not going to leave, so he killed himself, and he burned the house, and he died in the fire. Verse 19.
For his sins which he sinned in doing evil in the sight of the Lord, in walking in the way of Jeroboam, and in his sin which he did to make Israel to sin.
Now he says he commits it. How can this man allow Israeli people to commit sin, and he's committing sin? 7 days his reign. Within 7 days he did so many wrong things. Here doesn't say how he told the Israeli people to commit sin, but within 7 days of his kingdom he did so many wrong things, and the word of God says God was angry because he's committing sin and he's forcing other people to commit sin, and his end came within 7 days. Verse 20.
Now the rest of the acts of Zimri and his treason that he wrought, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel? Then were the people of Israel divided into two parts. Half of the people followed Tibni the son of Ginath to make him king, and half followed Amri.
Now see, again, Israeli people had a problem. Now this is also Israel's army. Two army captain divided this kingdom, and one says, I'll be king, another says, I'll be king, and now they are fighting with each other. Now, like Israeli people, brother fighting with brother, and people had the problem now, who is going to be king? So here, Amri was a little bit stronger, and he destroys the other king, Israel. Verse 22.
But the people that followed Amri prevailed against the people that followed Tibni, the son of Ginath. So Tibni died, and Amri reigned.
Now, this person, Tibni, doesn't say how many years he was king, but between him and Amri start fighting, and he died. Doesn't say that he killed him, but somehow a lot of tension, a lot of problem, and this man died. Maybe it was a tension, maybe he got killed, but somehow this man's also time went so fast and he was killed. Now the only person is remaining is Amri. Now Amri is fighting with Asa the king, who is Judah's. Okay, 23.
In the 31st year of Asa, king of Judah, began Amri to reign over Israel, 12 years. 6 years reigned he in Tirzah. And he bought the hill Samaria of Shamer for 2 talents of silver, and built on the hill, and called the name of the city which he built after the name of Shamer, owner of the hill, Samaria.
Now here, this man, this king Amri, he gets the land, he buys the land. This man's name is given, Shamer, and he built the city and gave the name Samaria. So you can see this is the founder or builder of Samaria. And Samaria became the capital of Israeli people. And that's the northern kingdom, Israeli people. And Judah is southern kingdom. And Judah, Asa, is still reigning. Verse 25.
But Amri wrought evil in the eyes of the Lord and did worse than all that were before him. For he walked in all the way of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, and in his sin wherewith he made Israel to sin, to provoke the Lord God of Israel to anger with their vanities.
This Amri did so many sin and forced Israeli people to commit sin. But we do not know what he did. It just said he did worse than the king Jeroboam and his children and all other kings. And he was also leading Israeli people to commit sin. So I'm seeing so far from Jeroboam, when he start making the, what do you call, cows and idol worship, he's the one started, and all the Israeli people followed him. 10 tribes of Israeli people. So from Jeroboam, almost 6-7 kings came in Israeli families or Israeli kingdom, and all of them committing sin, doing idol worship, not a single person was changed. Means one after another keep on doing idol worship. But in Judah's family, when we see David was a good king, Solomon was a good king, and the end of his reign, he started doing idol worship. Then his son, Rehoboam, started doing the same thing. And the Rehoboam's son, Abijah, started doing the same thing. But when the king Asa came, he destroyed all these temples and idol worship, and he cleansed the Israeli people or Judah's people, and he was better king. But overall, all these Israeli people keep on committing idol worship. And nobody's understanding. The king of Judah doing some great things. Israeli people, they came to know Asa is good man. He's doing some good work. And so some of the Israeli people wanted to join with Asa. But Israeli king made a wall and told these people, do not go to Asa, because if they go to Asa, they will kill them. People were forcing people to stay in Samaria and not to go to Judah and not to worship Judah's God. And that's the way was fighting going on in between them. Verse 27.
Now the rest of the acts of Omri which he did, and his might that he showed, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Israel? So Omri slept with his fathers and was buried in Samaria, and Ahab his son reigned in his stead.
This Omri dies, and then King Ahab became the king. Now we will be learning about Ahab. Up to now we learn all these Israeli kings were bad kings. But now Ahab was the worst king. Now what Ahab does, he marries the daughter of a foreign king, and this king was not only king, but he was a priest. Foreign people, they can be king and they can be priest, but Israeli people, there was a law. King can only do king's job, priest can do only priest's job, and a prophet can do prophet's job. Ahab marrying the heathen king's daughter, and that man is a king, the same time he is the priest, and his daughter's name is Jezebel.
And in the 38th year of Asa, king of Judah, began Ahab, the son of Omri, to reign over Israel. And Ahab, the son of Omri, reigned over Israel in Samaria 22 years. And Ahab, the son of Omri, did evil in the sight of the Lord above all that were before him. And it came to pass, as if it had been a light thing for him to walk in the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, that he took to wife Jezebel, the daughter of Ethbaal, king of the Zidonians, and went and served Baal and worshipped him.
See, this king of Zidonian king, and that man also is a worshipper of Baal, and so he marries his daughter, and he makes, I'm talking about Ahab built the temple for Baal, and he start worshipping. The wife has the influence. He can influence the children, and she can influence the husband. So now we saw how Rehoboam's mother, she was idol worshippers. She was from the daughter of Ammonites, and she taught him how to do idol worship. And the idol worship keep on continuously until the Asa. And Asa stopped the worship. But Israeli people, nobody was changing. They start worshiping Baal God. And he also built the Baal God's temple in Samaria, the capital of Israel. And all the demonic things happening in northern kingdom. Verse 32.
And he reared up an altar for Baal in the house of Baal which he had built in Samaria. And Ahab made a grove, and Ahab did more to provoke the Lord God of Israel to anger than all the kings of Israel that were before him.
Ahab committed more sin than any kings of Israel. So one after another, just like a competition. One king did so many bad things, I'm going to do more than what he did. But he keep on doing wrong thing, made so many Baal God's priests. And so she was spreading the Baal God's kingdom or religion all around Israeli people. And so we will be learning later. Verse 34.
In his days did he all the Bethelites build Jericho. He laid the foundation thereof in Abiram, his firstborn, and set up the gates thereof in his youngest son Segub, according to the word of the Lord which he spake by Joshua the son of Nun.
Now here, I don't know why this one item written there, but here is saying this Hiel, the man, heard the prophecy of Joshua. Joshua said, if anyone builds this Jericho again, this first son will be dying. And when he completes and put the gates, his youngest son died. But this person, I don't know, he has no fear of God. He heard the prophecy, but he says, what's going to happen? I'm going to see. And he laid the foundation, his first son died. And then he completed all this wall and put the gates, and then his youngest son died. Let's read the Joshua chapter 6. Joshua's prophecy came true, and this man's both son died. Now this prophecy was done long time ago when they enter into the Jericho or coming to the foreign land. They defeated these people and they destroyed the Jericho. You know the story. But when the man gave prophecy, this many years people were living in there, but nobody built the wall and the gate. But this man had the courage and he didn't care the prophecy, and he lost two sons. And this the chapter finishes. So you can see in these two chapters, Asa did so many good things, but one mistake he did, took the money from the treasury and give it to the foreign king, and foreign king tried to help him, and the Bible says he did everything right. But if you read in the Second Chronicle, the word of God says he got the disease in his legs or feet, and he, instead of going to the Lord, he went to some doctors and he died. So from that he says the man was a good man, but the end of his timing, when he did something wrong, took the temple money and tried to protect himself. At that time, God protected him and defeated his enemy, but finally, he died with a disease, and he did not go to God, but he went to enemy or went to doctor, and he died. So we learn that God's people, God can use, but sometimes they think, God is good to me, God is blessing me, I did so many good things, and God is not going to do any harm to me. And so when they trust in their thoughts and their ideas and their power, they get punished. God is not a God that he can let people do anything and get away with it. God always punishes the sin. And so we see two different kings, Judah and Israel. Judahs are blessed, Israeli people are cursed. Okay, let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you. So Lord Jesus, give us grace to not to look for fame, not to look for power, but look for the blessings of God. I believe that you have started a good work in our lives, and you are going to complete it. We commit our bodies, our souls, our spirits into your loving hands. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Please be seated.